Hello. All right. Want to do this? Yes, sir.
Ready to roll. Let's do this.
Check out this dude, Jeremy Lin, dude. I'm telling you, he's a rookie. It's only his fourth start ever. All right, here we go. Don't know, now you do know. Guns to Guns, live from Madison Square Garden, the greatest scene in the world to see that never ever sleeps. Everyone stop, here he is, my best friend in the world. His name is Travis, last name Clark, and he is the lead singer of We the Kings. What's up, baller?
What's up, man? Sorry you had to leave the game in order to do this interview, but you know, I feel like we can discuss some pretty popular shit.
Yes, we could. And you know what? If there's anybody I would leave a game for, it would be Travis Clark. By the way, I apologize to you because your tour manager, our buddy Scotty Too Hottie, told me that we might have to move this earlier because you guys are right across the street from a casino, I believe.
That's true. So, I was hoping that wasn't public information, but yeah, there is a casino across the street.
Right.
And we love gambling. You know, not to the point of being
degenerate.
You know, an addiction, but right. It's like we just love trying to win money or trying to lose money.
Right.
Maybe.
Any way possible. Are you into craps at all? I just got into craps now that I finally know how to play it, and it's really fucking addictive. I love it.
Yeah, we got into craps in Australia while we were there, and it was like the game that everybody played, and it is so much fun.
Isn't it?
It's actually relatively easy. A lot of people are just like, no, I don't know how to play, so they don't do it. But if you just take like 5 minutes, kind of like get like the feel of the game, it's really fun.
Yeah, dude. Like, once I finally learned how to play, it's fucking, and you can win dude, if someone's on a hot streak, dude, and like, you can win some cash fast, dude. Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, cool, man. Listen, it's twire.com/TravisRClark, I believe. And because
yep.
That is your name. Listen, you just started tour with our buddies from Mayday Parade as well as Ann Arbor and some others. How's tour going and what's up, dude?
It's amazing, man. An amazing majority of the shows have been sold out, including the one that we just played tonight in Joliet, Illinois. And it's a really fun tour. It's all people that we've played with before, including Mayday Parade. You know them very well. And
right.
We've toured with them probably 5 or 6 times, excluding, you know, like a Warped Tour, festival tour, right. Something like that.
One of your first tours ever, I believe, was with, like, Mayday. Like, one of the first.
Mayday Parade was headlining, and then it was
Power Space. Wasn't it the Power Space one, or no?
Power Space played second, and
Jesus.
The third band was the Two Twins.
Oh, Meg and Dia?
No, Medina Lake. He said Megan Dude. Medina Lake. And then we opened.
Oh.
We're the first band of that tour.
Jesus, dude. That was shit, man.
We come away.
That's when you were a virgin still, yo. Shit, man.
For real.
Yeah, Christ, dude. No, but dude, 2011, well, and you know, we're always in a rush when we put you on because these interviews go so long, so I'm just trying to get as much out as possible. 2011, man, with the new album, I thought went very fucking well for you guys. You know, just the success that you had on Sirius and XM, and just it reminded me of, like, you know, the old days and stuff. Like, I think this album did relatively better than Smile Kid did, and it was like, took you guys to the new level, if you would.
Yeah, you know, it's weird. It's like, you hate to say that, but that's just the realness of the situation. You know, we put out Smile Kid, and it was in a time where music was kind of in a rocky place, and we put out Sunshine State of Mind. It just was received so much better. I think it was because we kind of took on the very first record type atmosphere for it, you know, with like guitar driven songs and acoustic and stuff like that. So
yeah,
it you know, it's good, man. It's tough sometimes to hear that our record didn't do as well as another one, but, you know, we love Smile Kid just as much as...
Oh, I fucking love Smile Kid, dude. She Takes Me High is probably my first or second song, like that, my favorite first or second favorite song from you guys. I know you love the song as well, so, you know.
That's awesome.
And then, but,
I'm actually sitting here with one of my friends who runs a radio station in Michigan, and his name's Gravy, and he was one of the first stations I sent it to, two people who actually played it, and Gravy, who's sitting with me here right now, was... who was the first station to ever play the She Takes Me High one that we did with Posner.
Right.
Remember, we weren't allowed to release.
Right.
Like,
I happened
trouble for it.
Yeah. I happened to get a hold of that as well. So pretty much you're next to the two people that did that have played it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I remember that. It was like, this came to me from Anonymous. So.
Anonymous, exactly.
Exactly.
So, yo, but yeah, like, our new record is, it's been amazing for us. And it kind of gave us that feeling of releasing, like, that first record where, you know, we hear our song all the time on the radio mm-hmm. with our new single, Say You Like Me. And it's really awesome, man. You know, we just did a deal with Honeycomb.
Really? Like, the cereal?
Cereal boxes. We're going to be on the front of them.
Oh, balling.
And it's crazy. You know, it's like our parents are going into these grocery stores and seeing our faces on a cereal box. It's kind of like next level proudness from them. And we love it. It's great.
It's Travis Clark from We the Kings here on The Gun Show. So not only did I see you on TV for the Rays game a couple months back, I now see you on cereal boxes. So you got that going for you.
Yeah, we just try to invade the public as much as we possibly can.
What are the odds out of all the fucking Tampa Rays stadium that they show your ass on the goddamn fucking TV, man?
It's really funny because the guy who hooked us up with the seats, you know, one of my good friends, he texted me right before. He's like, "Yo, what seats are you guys in? I'll stop by and say hi." Well, he never came and said hi, and instead I got 45 text messages as I'm like walking out of the stadium, you know, where we got reception again. And it's just like, "Dude, just saw you on TV. And it was the worst time ever because, you know, the Rays were losing, and it was their last shot.
You were devastated. Your face was natural devastation emotion.
People sent me screenshots of it because I guess it kept you know, the live broadcast on us for a really long time. But they sent me screenshots, and I look miserable.
I look so
like I'm the worst time ever.
That's great, man. Well, I know this tour is, you know, it's going all over, and it is a great tour, especially, you know, especially at this time. And the weather's not even that bad all across the country. I don't know what it is in Chicago, but for the most part, we haven't really had a hardcore winter. So I think, you know, that gives so many more kids an opportunity to come out and see you guys. So
yeah, you say that, and it's like 12 degrees here, snowing all day. The kids that were in the front of the line, they had blankets, and there was snow caked on top of the blankets. It's crazy, but inside the venue is like the hottest show ever. So it's like it's a good mix. You know, you wait for a little while and you get as cold as you can, and then you go inside and you jam out with a couple bands for a little while and you get as hot as you can, and then you have to bear the cold again. So
Keep everybody healthy.
Totally. Yeah. Really flush out your immune system.
Yeah, exactly. Now, listen, so what lies ahead for you guys now? Obviously, you know, 2011 was just fucking nuts, man. Overseas, you guys killed it. You guys did so much, comped into it. What lies ahead now? Are you writing still? Are we still pushing the album? What's up?
We just got back from South America. We're taking back Sunday, which was an incredible tour.
Hell yeah.
They've been heroes of ours for a very long time. And we jumped right into this tour, which is with Mayday Parade. It's like a co-headliner that's going all over the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to leave this tour 2 days early and fly to Europe. And we do Europe, our two-month European tour with Simple Plan.
Jesus.
And then we go to Australia from Europe and play there on tour for a couple, I think it's like 3 weeks.
Wow.
And then we come back here, we have a week off, and then we'll be on Warped Tour.
Jesus, dude. Oh, congrats on Warped Tour. You know what? That'll be cool again. You know what I'm saying? Like, that'll be it'll be hard for you guys and difficult. For people that don't know, legitimately, and we've asked many people this, you don't know what time you play every day on Warped Tour until that morning. So it could be awful, but it could be kind of cool depending on what time slot you get. So
yeah, it's tough, and they don't let you release it before, like, you know, like if you followed my Twitter, it would be right at the moment that we can release our set time, you would see, hey, we go on at 4:45 on the main stage. But luckily we're on the main stage this year, which doesn't start until a little bit after.
Right.
So that's, you know, we get lucked out for people, you know, not missing shows.
I remember one of the first, Warped Tour was like one of your major first tours that you guys had done. Remember when you guys had the van and cut all the hair and saved it all or some shit?
Yo, that was...
What? the whole band, what, grew out your hair?
It was the Long Hair Don't Care tour right before Warped Tour, and we would cut hair, and we just put it into a giant ball because we wanted to use it as a tour prank, and we never did. I don't really know what we did with it. It's probably still around somewhere, just deteriorating.
Oh, Jesus. Travis Clark from We the Kings. How's your Spanish doing? I texted you.
Muy bien.
Oh, there you go. I texted you. Me llamo Goon, soy de Nueva York, tango la guitarra.
Wait, say that one more time?
I say, me llamo Goons, because G-U-N-Z, Goons, soy de Nueva York, and then tango la guitarra, which means I have a guitar. I'm trying to think what...
I am in New York, yeah, and I have a guitar.
Yeah, but you were telling me the other day, we figured out how to say ballin', or like, I am a baller. I don't remember offhand, but it was like paliar or something.
Pelota is ball. So I guess the art of, like, two ball would be pelotar.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you were like, really, it's pelotando, which is... it doesn't really make sense, but it would mean balling. Like, if you went up to somebody and said, hey, I know this doesn't make any sense, but pelotando...
They would know, balling.
They would eventually get around the fact, be like, are you trying to say balling? You know, and...
That's great. Yo, how did that work out for you in South America, man? Did it work out with some chicks and shit, or what?
It did. I was like, the fans were amazing. And in Brazil, they speak Portuguese. So in Brazil, I had to learn Portuguese before, you know, kind of before we showed up. And I was speaking Portuguese and Spanish in the other countries that we visited. But the fans were kind of like, I didn't really have to know to speak Spanish fluently. Like, I just had to say like one or two things and they would go crazy. So it's really, really funny. It made it easy for me to do this. But there were so many beautiful girls down there, and I met a girl who is absolutely incredible, and who I think I would like to make her my girlfriend.
Cool. I'll be the priest for it, okay?
Perfect.
Right, I'll be the priest in that one. I remember when you learned La Manzana for Apple that time when you were on the gun show. You were so excited because you just learned the word Apple, and I was like, sweet, dude. Congrats. Yeah, fuck yeah, dude. Listen, I'm very excited for this tour. I just wanted to give everybody a heads up on it. That's why we wanted to have you on. The shows are selling out left and right, so if you don't have your tickets yet, get them. Also, the King's Carriage, man, that's going really well. Kids are, like, obsessed with that shit, dude.
We've been doing it every single week.
Yeah.
I think we just tonight posted episode 10 of season 1. So if people are out there want to catch up on some King's Carriage, tonight is a really funny episode. It kind of introduces our new bass player.
And where can they find it out? What's the link? WeTheKings.com, right?
Hold on. I got to find that out. Hey! Daddy! Yo, Daddy!
They hate you.
What's the link for Dennis King Carriage? Oh, it's youtube.com/Danny Duncan.
Okay, Danny Duncan, D-U-N-C-A-N. Perfect, man. I'm glad everything's going well for you. What's your favorite song to play live nowadays?
Lately, it's been Say Like Me, because just we've gotten so much radio push, and it charted in the top 40, and it's still going up and up and up. So the kids are really starting to respond to that song, and it's really fun to play and see kind of all your hard work pay off.
All right, well, I refuse to play that song because it's a single, but I will play that tonight for you. Sound good?
I appreciate that, man. Thank you.
You're a great American, Travis. Go out and get them. $40 on red, okay? $40 on red tonight at the casino. If you don't know, now you do.
Split the profit.
Yes, we'll split the profit in Jersey when you come out here. I'll see you, buddy. Take care, all right?
All right, later, brother.
Bye.